Getting to a doctor's office for basic medical treatment can be, well, let's say, challenging, shall we? Taking off from work, getting a babysitter, going when there's an appointment available. That's just a few of the things that make basic medical care inconvenient from time to time. There is a solution to all that, which a New Jersey medical practice has made available to you. Online diagnosis and treatment. Here to talk about how this high-tech idea works is the Chief Medical Officer and Chief Medical Informatics Officer at Vanguard Medical Group, Dr. Thomas McCarrick. Thanks for being here today, Doctor.
Good morning, Chris.
And learn more about the Vanguard Medical Group. VanguardMedGroup.com is their website. They have locations in Cranford, Glen Ridge, Jersey City, Lincoln Park, Montville, North Haldon, Randolph, and Verona. So, well, give us a basic idea of overview of how this works as far as an online diagnosis and treatment.
E-visits or e-care is just another way of the patient interacting with the medical practice. So some visits, it seems, do not actually require very much hands-on. And the physician or nurse practitioner or physician assistant can sometimes make the diagnosis really just by speaking with the patient. So this makes the care more accessible to patients. It can also make it more affordable. Can also mean that patients may get care that they would otherwise not be able to receive. So we hope this can improve the care of our patients and, again, make it more accessible.
I would imagine, too, someone who does not make regular use of a doctor, especially as they get older, this helps build a greater connection to medical services so that when something more serious comes about, they have that connection already there and proper care can be taken care of.
That's definitely true. I think, you know, there are many, many ways that this can be used. So it could be something very simple, like somebody has poison ivy and they can show us a picture of their rash and we can make the diagnosis and treat it. But as you correctly pointed out, we have many patients who have difficulty accessing care, whether it's because they're busy and they have commitments to work and family, or folks who may be homebound or elderly and have difficulty getting to the office. And we can provide care that's necessary, needed, and the patient would otherwise not receive and might have some progression of their chronic disease and end up at some point in the emergency room.
You mentioned poison ivy and cold. What are some of the other illnesses that can be attended to through Vanguard eCare?
Well, many simple respiratory infections, sinus infections, colds. Even the flu can often be diagnosed. There are other kinds of rashes besides poison ivy, which are very amenable. Counseling or therapy will be one that we will be doing more of as time goes by, and I think you'll see that it's going to improve access to behavioral health for people who have problems like depression and anxiety. There is some part of this that it can be better when patients can be face-to-face with a provider, but once we are using video, we can do much of this care over a video connection with the same degree of accuracy and the same level of care.
So give us the step-by-step for someone to get plugged in, so to speak, with Vanguard eCare. What's the website's location, and what are some of the steps they have to do?
Well, they would come to our website, and on our website, just like we talk about other services we provide or making an appointment, the patient would be able to sign on. The service is only available to patients who are current patients of Vanguard. At this point, we're not accepting new patients' first visit via eCare. But the patient can just very simply log on with their email address. It's not complicated at all. They have to verify that they are in the state of New Jersey, because that's part of the telemedicine law in New Jersey, and that they are an active patient of Vanguard. And then they're presented with a list of possible symptoms or problems. They select one, and then it asks them additional questions about that. So it collects information from the patient based on their symptoms, and then it sends a message to the provider at Vanguard, who then looks at that and then calls the patient back and says, Chris, I think it sounds like you have poison ivy. I saw the picture and listened to the description, and I'm going to send you a prescription. and we would send a prescription back to the patient. One really cool feature of this is that the prescription comes back to the patient. The patient actually selects a pharmacy from a pop-up map, and the prescription gets forwarded directly to that pharmacy. And then the patient receives additional instructions about the care for whatever the problem is. And that's the visit.
Wow, that's actually very incredible. Dr. Thomas McCarrick, who is the Chief Medical Officer, Chief Medical Informatics Officer of Vanguard Medical Group, VanguardMedGroup.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I like this idea, too, Doctor, because when someone tries to self-diagnose, you go to WebMD or any one of those sites, human nature being what it is, I always remark that whenever you go to those websites, you always find the worst possible thing you could possibly have. It's like half the people right. Go to WebMD, come to the conclusion, oh, my God, I've got colon cancer.
Right. That's true. And, you know, many patients do come in having done that research. And, you know, sometimes it helps because we can move through the conversation more quickly because they already understand what some of the options are. But that's definitely true that connecting with a medical professional can get you a better diagnosis and some more reassurance. So that's true.
Where do you see this going in the future? I mean, that's one thing with anything that's internet-based. It's almost like a canvas, and the painter can never really be done with the painting
right.
because
there's
something
right.
you could always add to it.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. I think, you know, we're at the very beginning of using this. So we talked about very simple visits. We talked about using even e-visits can be in different ways. You know, the one that we're starting with now is a combination of a kind of an intelligent questions that are presented by this software application, which is then followed up by a phone call. But we'll be doing video visits where we can be face-to-face. Behavioral health, we talked about briefly, that we can actually do counseling and have a whole counseling session. We can, because of the video capability, we can see other things. We have older patients who are home, and they can show us the problem. They can show us their medicines if they're having issues and confused about their medicines. But we'll also be able to do other things like get other specialists involved. I may see a patient in the office with a particular problem, and I might have in the past had to send the patient someplace else to see a specialist. But I can see in the future that with the patient right in front of me, I could connect a specialist into the visit and get their input into the case right away and come to a diagnosis and a plan more quickly. So I think there are a lot of exciting opportunities. There will be new tools that will be added on so that we can take pictures of a skin lesion or something that the primary care physician is not familiar with and needs some help diagnosing. We can forward that to one of our colleagues and get an answer back and try to solve the problem right at the time the patient is with us. So I think it's a great opportunity. I think the technology right now is actually getting in front of the healthcare business model. Payers are trying to figure out how to cover this, how to reimburse it. How do you deal with this when you have specialists working with primary care providers to provide the care? It doesn't fit into the current model. So the business model will need to catch up. But it's so exciting that the technology is creating these opportunities right now.
Actually, really very, very interesting, very intriguing, too, about the potential, especially, and this is something that's available to current patients of the Vanguard Medical Group with their locations in Cranford, in Glen Ridge, as well as Jersey City, Lincoln Park, Montville, North Heldon, Randolph, Verona, more locations coming soon. And to find out more, if you are indeed a patient or wish to be a patient and have this medical tool available to you, VanguardMedGroup.com. We've been joined by their Chief Medical Officer and Chief Medical Informatics Officer, Dr. Thomas McCarrick. And, Doctor, thanks for giving us the insight into really a spectacular opportunity for both the caregivers and patients as well. Thanks for being here today.
You're very welcome, Chris. Thank you for the opportunity.